Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, a cloudy sky and 67 degrees. One person is dead, one injured after a car motorcycle crash in South Wichita. The crash occurred around 8 p.m. at 42nd Street South in Seneca. Victims' names have not been released. Police say the dead person is a 21-year-old man. The United States has passed a grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. Fox's Kevin Cork has details.
A solemn milestone, to be sure, as the U.S. death toll surpasses 100,000 thanks to the coronavirus. I want to take you inside the numbers and share both the number of cases here in the United States, but also the number of deaths. We're talking, again, north of 100,000 of them. Very interesting, the bulk of the deaths, around 70,000 or so, coming from just 8 states: New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, and Connecticut. And coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci now says a second wave of infections in the fall is no longer inevitable thanks to the ramped up testing capability in many parts of the U.S.
At least a dozen potential vaccines are starting to be tested around the world. The Sedgwick County Commission held an emergency meeting Wednesday afternoon to decide the guidelines and timelines for reopening businesses.
The commission voted 3-2 to recommend that residents continue following Governor Lori Kelly's reopening plan. For businesses, this means they're encouraged to follow the 3-phase plan. But commissioners stress that these are just recommendations and will not be enforced. The commission did make one change to the governor's plan, and that is to increase the public gathering limit to groups of 20. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says the plan does have an element of risk.
That's why it's so important that we continue to do the spacing, and if you can't do proper spacings, then masks would be another deterrent.
Commissioners say that if they begin to see a rise in new cases, then they will reevaluate. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Police say a soldier at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, stopped an active shooter situation Wednesday morning. Law enforcement says a suspect was on a bridge in Leavenworth with multiple weapons firing at cars. Leavenworth Police Chief Patrick Kitchens says one person was shot before the soldier stepped in
and intervened by striking the shooter with his vehicle, causing him to be critically injured, but ending the encounter with the active shooter and likely saving countless lives.
The victim, an active duty soldier, and the suspect are both in Kansas City area hospitals. Looters hit a Target store and burned an auto parts store during a protest in Minneapolis. Demonstrators had taken to the streets to show their outrage over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody. Fox's Hannah Flood has more.
Protesters spray-painted messages calling for justice while there were flare-ups of violence. For many in the crowd, anger is still running hot.
It's intense, man. You know, it's a lot of emotions. You got anger, you got people mourning. You got people that want action, so it's a lot of different emotions.
A group from Mad Dads of Minneapolis pulls into the crowd with a loudspeaker.
We don't need you tearing up our community, breaking our windows up, and tearing up our streets. We need you to bring justice to this community.
As back and forth between protesters and police heats up, officers, some of them on horseback, take over the intersection, using mace and other non-lethal force to break up the crowd.
The four officers have been fired from their jobs, and the mayor of the city is calling for one of the officers to be arrested for Floyd's death. Connecticut State Police say a college student wanted for two slayings in Connecticut has been captured in Maryland. Peter Manfredonia had been the subject of a six-day search involving several police agencies and the FBI. Connecticut State Police say the University of Connecticut senior killed a 62-year-old man and wounded another in northeastern Connecticut Friday and killed a high school classmate in Derby Sunday before abducting the man's girlfriend and driving to New Jersey. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
Traffic conditions in Wichita right now, okay for the most part. The gasoline prices that I'm seeing out there, no change from yesterday. Still $1.64 a gallon kind of on average. Douglas and Seneca, I spotted $1.63 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another overcast start to the day in Wichita with a few scattered showers or possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon. Then low pressure off to the south and east of us will continue to move further away. We will be breezy and warm with a high 78. Clear overnight, our low 57. Sunny and upper 70s again on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 64 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Today is Thursday, May 28, 2020. We had a partly cloudy day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 76 degrees. Normal high for the date is 80. Ted Woodward here is with us this morning. Ted, is it raining outside?
Light rain.
Light rain. Kind of what is showing on the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. I've got the radar screen in front of me, and tell you what, a large area of light to moderate rain now moving from north to south. Looks like most of Sedgwick County is covered by at least some cloud cover, and there's a stronger leg to this out to the west and northwest of Wichita. Hutchinson getting a little bit of rain now, and actually just northwest of Wichita, just northwest, there's a pretty good little shower going on right there, and it goes clear out, clear down into Medicine Lodge down that way, and up north clear to Manhattan. So it's a large area, and again, it's moving generally to the south. If you're in Arkansas City, you should be seeing some rain fairly soon now. 6:12, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it was on this date in 1912, the Senate Commerce Committee issued its report on the Titanic disaster that cited a state of absolute unpreparedness, improperly tested safety equipment, and an indifference to danger as some of the causes of an unnecessary tragedy. Of course, the maiden voyage, wasn't it, Ted?
Boy, it didn't take them long to get that report out.
I think the ship went down in April. So
yeah, they must have got that done in a hurry.
Apparently, they didn't have enough lifeboats. People didn't know how to get into the lifeboats. They didn't do a lifeboat drill.
Other than that, they
thought it was unsinkable.
Yeah, they didn't think that was necessary.
This thing's not going to sink. There's no way. And then an iceberg actually tore a hole in it that went clear down the length of the side and just flooded every one of those.
Maiden voyage.
Every one of those compartments that weren't supposed to flood, flooded. And that's it. Okay. The Titanic. Of course, they made a movie. Made several of them. I had one over the weekend. A Night to Remember. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
All British actors in that one. That's a black and white, and of course, the big one that came out a few years ago, the Titanic. Officials from SeaWorld and Disney World say they hope to open their theme parks in Orlando, Florida in June and July. A city task force approved the plans Wednesday. They will now be sent to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for his approval. SeaWorld wants to reopen June 11th. Disney plans a tiered approach with Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom opening July 11th, followed by Epcot and Hollywood Studios on July 15th. Universal Orlando has already submitted plans to reopen its Orlando park on June 5th. Task Force also approved those and sent them to the governor for his approval. That part of Florida, especially those tourist dollars are crucial.
That's all they are.
That's all there's all. Yeah, there's nothing else
that's
there.
That's their big industry, and if that doesn't float, then the whole community goes down the tubes.
Even June is kind of a late start. But if they can at least salvage part of the season, that'll be very good for the folks in the tourist business down there in Florida.
And I believe Disney was saying all patrons must wear masks.
All right. There'll be one more safety measure there. Emilio De Palma. I know you haven't heard of him, but he fought on the front lines during World War II, served as a courtroom guard during the trial of top Nazi war criminals, has died from the coronavirus. He was 93.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
De Palma grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts, before being drafted into the Army in 1944 at the age of 18. After the Allies defeated Germany, De Palma was sent to Nuremberg, where he stood guard over Adolf Hitler's deputies.
Oh my God!
Being tried for atrocities committed during the war. De Palma died on April 8th after contracting the coronavirus at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in Massachusetts, where he was being cared for because of dementia. Of course, we're losing so many of our people who served in World War II, the generation is practically gone. But I'll bet you, at one time, Emilio De Palma could tell you some stories that would just knock you out. I mean, you had all these war criminals there that were being tried every day, and he probably saw some behind-the-scenes stuff with Goring and some of those people. I'll bet that was interesting. I'm kind of a history nut on World War II, so. Emilio De Palma, just one of those soldiers who served in the big one. And we had a soldier do something pretty outstanding at Leavenworth yesterday. If you haven't, in our news this morning, telling you about the soldier at Fort Leavenworth who saw a man on a bridge firing a weapon.
Ugh.
And apparently had several weapons, was just firing, had already wounded one. So the soldier just ran over him with his car.
Took him out. Yep.
took him out in a hurry. And now the guy's in the hospital, and one of his shooting victims is also in the hospital. But quick action by a soldier who said, why not? I mean, why screw around with getting out of your car and trying to confront a guy?
With an active shooter.
You've got a car. You've got to
do something quick.
I thought that was pretty quick thinking. His police chief up there said, we heard a soundbite just a minute ago with the police chief, said he probably saved countless lives.
Should have, yep.
If the guy had been allowed to just go away and plunk away, he would have probably hit some more people. Anyway, part of our news this morning, Steve and Ted here on this Thursday morning, Ted. A short week for me, only 3 days. Short work week for you, only 4 days, right? You had Monday off, so. But a lot going on this week and some interesting stuff going on. We'll keep you posted on all of it here with Steve and Ted here for the next 2.5-3 hours.
Yep, last week of the month.
Last week
of the month.
Putting
May to bed.
Yep. There we go.
We'll be moving on.
Okay. 6:17 now. Make it 6:18. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
We'll take a look at an event that was scheduled for Wichita and may still be the 7th annual TBT, the basketball tournament. Wichita, of course, one of 9 regional sites, had huge attendance last year at this event. And this was originally going to take place in Wichita Regional late July, early August. But now, because of the pandemic, the TBT is retooling some things, and we'll see how that affects Wichita, perhaps.
The basketball tournament will tip off as planned for July, the event's organizers confirming Wednesday while announcing comprehensive health and safety protocols to minimize the risk of contracting or spreading the coronavirus. The event featuring former college hoop stars and overseas standouts will see athletes undergo multiple rounds of testing, separation of participants, and the elimination of a team if a player tests positive. TBT says we'll host a 24-team single elimination tournament at a location to be determined, which organizers are calling Inner Island, a quarantined campus. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So now the deal is TBT is going to be a 24-team tournament on just one site. It's going to last for a week and a half. They're calling it a fully quarantined tournament.
Okay.
110 teams have applied to be in, but they're going to only have 24. It'll be announced next month.
Well, people are starving.
And apparently Wichita is still one of the sites they're considering to be the site of this thing. So we'll see what TBT decides, how that proceeds, and maybe Coke Arena will be that fully quarantined site. We'll find out. Not good times up in Lawrence for the KU Athletic Department. There will be across-the-board pay cuts and furloughs for KU Athletic Department employees. KU Athletics facing a budget shortfall of up to 20%, and they're really having to cut closer to the bone to trying to make ends meet, and believe me, KU isn't the only school that's going to have to absolutely undergo this process. Kansas City Chiefs are proceeding, and in the offseason, some thoughts from the head coach of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
Yeah, well, first of all, Brett Veach did a phenomenal job of re-signing a bunch of our guys. And so that helps. And then we kept the same coaching staff that we had last year. So there's not a ton of change going on. From that standpoint, it's better than having all new. That's a great challenge. I mean, these guys are great coaches, so they'll rise up to it. And I think the NFL will still be in great hands with a great product.
What about college football? It shouldn't be about the money, but it kind of is. Here's Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio or on Sports Radio KFH.
Both of those guys, the Notre Dame president and the Michigan president, didn't talk about money, didn't talk about losing money, what great we point. Stand to lose if we don't have college football. But you and I live on planet Earth. I don't care if you're a Power 5 conference. I don't care if you're a Group of 5 conference. Intelligence sometimes does not matter when it comes to making decisions when it comes to college football. They are not looking at this from an agenda standpoint. Everybody else, they have an agenda that they want to push. Too many guys like Mike Oresko, who I respect, are trying to throw a lot of smoke out there to make sure that football is not going to be taken away from Power 5 schools or Group of 5 schools. No way, no how, this fall.
And on Monday and Thursday nights, all during the month of May, we've been bringing you classic NFL games. And hey, it's Thursday, so it's time for another one as we flash back to a great playoff game from 13 years ago, the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, both pretty much at the height of their stardom. And it featured a high-scoring game. It featured a huge comeback. It was a pretty entertaining game. The Colts and the Patriots.
Yeah.
You can listen to that one tonight, 7 o'clock. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Spending more time in front of screens right now? What is that doing to your eyesight? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.